With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Two stonefly species found in Glacier National Park were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act on Wednesday due to the impacts of climate change, according to a rule published by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Nick Mott reports.
The two species depend on glacial meltwater, high up in alpine environments. But scientists estimate the famed ice masses and snowfields of Glacier National Park will be mostly gone by 2030.
These species might be some of the first that go extinct because of climate change. They are literally the polar bears of Glacier National Park.
Clint Mulfeld is a research aquatic ecologist with the United States Geological Survey. He's studied the two stonefly species for a decade and a half. Both stoneflies live deep in Glacier National Park. The Western Glacier stonefly has also been found in Grand Teton National Park and in the Absorca Beartooth Wilderness. The meltwater Lednian stonefly has been documented in wilderness areas near Glacier and in tribal land in the Mission Mountains. Less melt, warmer water, and drought are forcing the species higher and higher in search of habitat. And now,
there's basically nowhere to go. They're at the highest elevations of stream networks in freshwater ecosystems, so it's squeeze play at the top of the continent.
Mulfeld says the stoneflies serve as barometers for the health of mountaintop ecosystems, biodiversity hotspots that scientists are still working to understand. Usually, threatened status means heightened protections for habitat, but Mulfeld says these flies live in areas that are already highly protected.
The threat's more of a global phenomenon that on the ground, at the local level, managers can do very little to ameliorate.
Endangered Species Act protection also comes with more federal funding for conservation efforts. The listing process took more than a decade. The federal government was petitioned in 2007 and 2010 to provide ESA protections for the species. Then, the FWS proposed a rule in 2016 to list both species as threatened. That rule was finalized this week. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.